everyone, and welcome to episode 68 of the Potter Discussion. I'm your host, Oscar, and here on the Potter Discussion, we discuss some of Harry Potter's deepest and darkest theories, tidbits, and little Easter eggs you might have missed, and you probably did. Today, I will be discussing with you something that has been on my mind for quite the while. This theory is pondering the notion if Muggles could master the Elder Wand. It has been very clearly stated that wizards and wizards only are ruled over Muggles, and they are more powerful. But the Elder Wand is the one variable in play. From previous theories and just generally in the story, we have seen how strange and odd the Elder Wand has acted on a consistent basis. So, if it could be mastered by a Muggle, that would completely change the game. And that is exactly what this theory is. So sit back, relax, and let's do this. Muggles have many powerful weapons. But wizards could trump anything Muggles could ever come up with. In fact, the most powerful weapon wizards have, the Elder Wand, could most likely be exponentially more effective than the Muggles' most powerful weapon. And there is no way for Muggles to use the Elder Wand, right? At first glance, saying Muggles could use the Elder Wand, the most powerful thing known to wizard kind, is preposterous. But if you continue to think about it, the idea seems more and more possible. That might make it seem even more crazy, but hear me out. Harry became the master of the Elder Wand just by taking it out of Draco's hand, with his own hand. If my math is correct, Muggles can do just that. The Harry Potter Wiki article on the Elder Wand provided some very interesting information. It's too vast to compress, but the basic gist was the only requirements for being the master of the Elder Wand is you have to be part of death, and you have to accept death. That's it. You have to know death is coming and accept your role in it. There are certainly Muggles who accept death, therefore eligible for mastery of the Elder Wand. So far, all of this seems too good to be true. I mean, come on, every single one of the requirements for mastering the Elder Wand has been something ridiculously easy to achieve for Muggle or Wizard. But as it happens, there is a catch. The catch has to do with my other theory about the Elder Wand. In the season finale of season 1, I explained a possibility for why the Elder Wand keeps on losing. To summarize, the basic function of the Elder Wand is to win duels for the most powerful wizard. So why did the wand keep losing? It may have been actively trying to find the most powerful wizard in existence by way of duel. Out of the two duelers, the Elder Wand evaluates who the most powerful wizard is. When that person is identified, the wand will either carry out its duty and win the duel, or lose and enter the mastery of the other person. How could that be a catch? Well, let me explain. The whole point of the Elder Wand is you are the most powerful person in the world. Gaining the control of the Elder Wand is a big factor for people taking powers. But how can you gain control of the Elder Wand when you are less powerful than your opponent? Being the lesser wizard is bad for you if the theory plays a role or not. You can't win or be chosen by the Elder Wand, therefore rendering you not the master. So it seems impossible for a Muggle to be more powerful than any witch or wizard with the Elder Wand. But the question still stands. Could a Muggle be the master of the Elder Wand? I think the answer is yes. If a Muggle were to pull, as Harry did, and just take the Elder Wand out of its master's hand, that muggle would be the master. And that's where our story ends, because the witch or wizard in question would likely just take it back. And even if they didn't, that muggle would find the end of the line at the very next duel. There you have it. That's the theory about the Elder Wand, and if I do say so myself, I think that is one of the better ones. And it works so well with the Season 1 theory, because having that two-sided argument and being able to fit them together is really a great way to show both sides in a way that kind of argues both arguments at the same time. That sounds really redundant, but it just gives both sides very clearly. So, because a muggle could technically take it and be the master for, say, like 4 or 5 seconds, it's cool to think that they might be able to do something with it. And I'm just thinking right now, how would a muggle even know? So say it was like the prime minister. The prime minister of England is, we know for a fact, is in on the secret that wizards exist. So if the prime minister were to want the Elder Wand to do something other than what the Minister of Magic would have told him, would he have gone out and got it? I don't think so. Well, let's just say he did. What would have happened, and how would he have known how to get the wand and who to get it from? Well, the first step would be deciding who he would have to go after, because he didn't know, and he would never know, who the true master of the Elder Wand was. And I don't think anyone else knew that the Elder Wand was, like, actually real. That was, like, the whole point of the 7-part 1. Everyone just thought that the Elder Wand and the Deathly Hallows was fake, so they just never ever considered that it might be playing a much, much bigger role than what anyone ever thought. So I don't think it's only the people who are kind of not really there. How do I put this? Alright, I'm going to put this in a way that Ron did. You might not have all your marbles if you believe that. No, it wasn't that. It was Dumbledore is off his rocker and something like that. I don't know. But not a lot of people believe that is the bottom line. So having that belief in the first place, I think, will be the first challenge for the Minister of England. Just because, you know, well, one, believing in magic in the first place is really, really, really tough. So having that belief in you in the first place is something that he would have had to work for in order to even start his journey. So once the minister had accepted that he thought the Elder Wand existed, somehow he found out and somehow he decided to go after it. Then he would have to go out and get it. And that's the hard part here, folks. That's what I don't think he could have ever done. Because a muggle could not have ever, ever gotten the Elder Wand. And honestly, it's more likely for a muggle who didn't know about magic to get it. Because who in their right mind would walk into a situation where they are within spell range of someone who had the Elder Wand? So a muggle going into that realm would be more likely to actually stumble upon the Elder Wand and maybe get mastery of it if they didn't know that magic and wizards and witches was a thing. So let's just say the Prime Minister was act like he really, really wanted that Elder Wand. So he goes after it, and what happens? But I think he starts his journey in a very strange spot, because at the start of anything, you don't know where to go. Even at the start of writing a theory, I don't know where I'm going to take it. So deciding where he would go first, I think, is the first big challenge. I think he would try to get that information out of Fudge, or whoever the Ministry of Magic was at that time. So him going to a magical person and asking them about that the Deathly Hallows would be his first step. But that is a challenge within itself, because one, he didn't know where to find wizards, and two, no one knew or even believed the Deathly Hallows story. So asking someone about it would be a very bad idea, because he might like be passed off as kind of a crazy person. But also, if he asked the wrong person, for example, someone who believed in the Deathly Hallows, knew about it, and like knew everything, who had it, whatever, knew that Voldemort wanted it, well, he might not be able to be home for dinner that night. So having that, asking the right person, deciding to go out, knowing where to go, asking the right person, finding his way, that's the first challenge. Once he knows generally who wants it and who has it, then he might be more on track. I think he could pass himself off as someone who didn't know wizard existed. And that would make more sense. Because if he thought to himself, you know, I want to go get the Elder Wand, someone like Voldemort would just read his mind and go, all right, I'm going to now make sure that you never get it. So he would have to find some way to make himself someone who wasn't actively seeking out the Elder Wand, but someone who didn't, like, who knew magic existed, but didn't. So he didn't seem like the kind of person who would actually go looking for it. And if he did, I don't know what would happen. But say Voldemort wasn't looking for it, I think he would have a much better chance, because Voldemort is one of the few people who would kill someone just to further their own agenda. And I think it's something, it takes, like, quite the person to go after something that someone who would be willing to kill you wants. So I don't think he would go after it if he knew Voldemort, and the minister knew that Voldemort would probably do something pretty bad to him. But if, one, the minister knew that someone besides Voldemort was going after it, or two, the minister knew that Voldemort was going after it, then I think there would be two different stories. If the minister knew Voldemort was going after it, he wouldn't bother. But if he knew that someone else besides Voldemort, then the quest would continue. So what would happen next? Well, the minister would try to seek out that person and find them. Whoever they are at that time, the minister would try to find them. And I mean, he is the minister, so he could probably pull some strings and get some information. And I would assume that, like, to align with the Harry Potter story, it would be someone who lived in England, or at least in Europe. So he wouldn't have a hard time finding that person. But then, after he found them, it would be the greatest challenge of all. He couldn't muster an army to go after that person, because honestly, if that person was the real master of the Elder Wand, they wouldn't stand a chance, even with an army. So the minister would have to go on a stealth mission. They would either have to wait for the master to go to a place that it wouldn't seem odd for a random muggle to just show up, or the minister would have to manipulate the situation for the master of the Elder Wand to go to a place where he wouldn't be out of place. And man, I'm calling him Mr. Amon. I'm going to look up his real name. I'll be right back. All right. I looked up his name. For some reason, they just call him Prime Minister. Even when, like, I was looking in the sixth book, when Fudge came over and they were talking, and they, even in his inner monologue, he referred to himself as Prime Minister. Fudge called him Minister. And when he was moving around, like, the Prime Minister sat up and went around his desk straightening his tie as he went. So I'm just going to call him Minister. So yay, Minister. But where were we? So what would he do? Well, after he found the person, and he would try to arrange a place for that person to go, either on a meeting with him or something else. He would make up some weird thing about, like, knowing the master of the Elder Wand's cousin and, like, wanting an interview or some random thing like that. Once the meeting had been arranged, they would get together, and then the whole thing would go down. I think the minister would have some people standing by in case anything went wrong. I think they would be muggles, just because a wizard might be able to spot another wizard. So it would be muggles, and they would have a rather normal conversation. Once the interview or whatever ploy the minister had made was over, then it would go down. As they were walking out the door, he might try to like take it out of his pocket or something. And after he did that, two things would happen. He would either succeed or he would fail. I think he would fail either way, because if he got it, then the wizard would just, you know, do whatever. Pull a Ron, throw it away, punch him in the nose or something. Or he would, maybe he actually had a wand on him, his actual wand, just because, you know, that's how it works. So, I don't know. The minister would either not be able to get it out of his hip pocket, or he would, and he would probably not be exactly, you know, not be in the best situation. So, the bottom line is, it is physically possible for a muggle to gain mastery of the Elder Wand, but that is just about it. So, there you have it. If you have any questions, comments, or theories that you would like to hear on the podcast, you should definitely send me an email. My email is at thepotterdiscussion. That is at thepotterdiscussion. If you could just scroll down, tap those 5 stars, and even write a review if you are on a podcast app, or leave a comment if you're on YouTube giving me feedback, if you want any other theories, and just tell me what you think, that would be greatly appreciated. If you could also click that subscribe button so you never miss another episode on YouTube or on podcast apps, so you can never miss another episode of this amazing content. If you want my ultimate guide to a perfect Harry Potter marathon, where I give you my 2 favorite Easter eggs from every book or movie, definitely click that first link in the show notes below, enter your first name and email, and you are in. That will wrap it up for today's episode. Use this information to your advantage, and I will see you later.